Actually, let's see, plaid guy. All right, guy, that's a G, so your song would be, pop ballad.
Oh, okay.
We're really glad you came to our village, plaid guy. We were sure wrong about you. You're a wonderful friend.
That day, the Razzleflabbins learned that it doesn't matter what color someone's fur is, or even what kind of a print.
I'm thinking of dyeing my fur plaid!
I may try mauve polka dots myself.
Soon the sun set, and it was time for everyone to go home and go to bed.
See you guys tomorrow.
Goodbye! So long, PG. Can I call you PG?
Sure.
Marvy smiled and waved goodbye to his new friend.
Goodbye, plaid guy.
Bye, Marvy.
Marvy watched as the plaid guy walked off over the hill and into the distance. When Marvy turned back around, he noticed everyone was gone. Everyone except Carl and Olaf.
Now where did everybody go?
It's bedtime. We Razzleflabbins always go right to bed without any fuss at all when it's bedtime. It makes tomorrow come faster.
You mean you go to bed without a story?
What, your day lacked adventure?
I see your point. So where should I sleep?
Why, in your bed, of course, you big silly. These kids nowadays.
So, Marvy went down to the beach and climbed into his bed. He watched as Carl and Olaf walked off to their home. Then Marvy pulled up the covers and started to go to sleep. Just before he drifted off, he felt a little drop of water on his nose. Pretty soon, a light rain began to fall. Then, gently, his bed lifted up and started to float. And a wave softly sent him off out to sea. When Marvy woke up, he was back in his room. He quickly got up and went right over to see the new kid, little Scotty McMacIntyre.
Hi, Scotty.
Hello. Do you have to go home now?
No, I can stay and play.
Okay.
Scotty was very happy because he was new to the neighborhood and had no friends.
I would be your friend.
A big grin grew on Scotty's face. The two walked off together, talking about the fun things they would do and places they could go.
By the way, Scotty, that's a lovely plaid shirt.
Thank you.